Chapter 4.
So, where do you keep these clothes, Carter?
Leah asked as she began to strut over to my big oaken desk.
Please don't tell me you stuff them into the drawers.
They're in that closet over there. I chuckled and pointed across the room. It was supposed to be for suit jackets and winter coats, but I've kind of turned it into a work wardrobe for when I need a quick change, or when I end up walking around half-naked from the transformation.
You should take Valerie's suggestions to heart,
Leah noted as she slid open the closet door.
I think you'd look pretty hot in a full-body spandex suit.
Are you sure I wouldn't just look like a male ballerina? I snorted as the visual flitted through my mind. Or one of the backup dancers for the single lady's music video.
No.
Leah laughed with a hearty guffaw.
Think more Spider-Man if he wore black. He always seems to make it work.
I guess. I shrugged. I'll see if I can find any that look good on me, at least. Speaking of which, what do you see in there? Anything interesting?
Well, you know, I always like to see you in a suit. But this late at night, it's probably not needed. Let's see. There's a few graphic tees in here. Some nice khaki pants, a few pairs of jeans. Is that a wife beater?
Probably. It's a great undershirt, since you don't have the sleeve lines to worry about showing through.
Here we go!
The poorly worn woman declared as she picked out something from its hanger. Leah turned around and held up a turquoise-green, long-sleeved, button-up shirt with a brown and blue plaid pattern. She also snatched a pair of dark blue skinny jeans from the closet, along with a brown leather belt. Of course you'd pick the green and blue. I winked at the blonde as she shut the door and started back toward me. They're totally your colors.
I just think they'll look cute on you.
Leah shrugged.
Though I fully admit I'm a sucker for anything green on a man.
Leah set the clothes down on a red leather wing chair and crossed her arms over her chest and frowned. Then the polywarm sighed as she looked over at the nearby bookshelf, and I could tell something was bothering her. What's up, Leah? I asked as I walked over to the woman and placed my hands on her shoulders. You look troubled.
I kinda am. I'm not sure if Val is taking this whole my friends are paranormal creatures discovery as well as she's pretending to.
What do you mean? She seemed perfectly fine to me. A little shell-shocked at first, but who wouldn't be?
It's not that.
Leah shook her head.
Val always has a tendency to play the mother role in our group, which means she's always trying to present herself as level-headed and calm, even when she's not.
And you think this is one of those times where she's not?
Yeah. I know Val's probably freaking out right now, even if she's not showing it on the surface.
I don't really know what else we can do, I frowned. We've already promised her we're the same people she knows and loves and that we won't let anyone hurt her. Naturally, Valerie is going to need a bit of time to process all of this, but at least she didn't just bolt when she saw me in my werepanther form. And she's willing to continue keeping the secret from Becca.
Becca would take it pretty hard.
Leah winced.
Her brain probably wouldn't be able to process what she saw for quite a while. And then when it did, she'd want to run off and tell anyone who would listen. If you haven't noticed, she's kind of the gossiper of our group.
She's frickin' Rain Man when it comes to our books, though, I reminded the blonde. And plus, she's a hoot to be around.
Obviously. Hence why the three of us get along so well. We all have our own roles to fill, and we pretty much know every single detail about each other's lives and personalities. That's why I know Val isn't being sincere when she says she's okay.
We can talk to her more when we get back out there. She's probably sitting there with Naomi and Becca, getting hammered on all the complimentary drinks I'll let you guys have.
Val doesn't ever get hammered. Just tipsy enough to have a good time, but not so far gone that she can't keep her friends out of trouble.
Well, if there's any night she needs to break her habit and get slammed, it's tonight, I said with a smirk. The poor girl just had her entire world turned upside down.
It's all for the better. The best day of my life was when you turned me upside down.
I snickered, and a deep red blush crept into Leah's cheeks.
That's not what I meant!
She gasped as she looked down at the floor and giggled.
I mean, that part's nice too, but I was talking about when we started to hang out and revealed our true identities to each other. Sure, my life has been somewhat hectic and insane since that day, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Neither would I said with a shake of my head. I knew you were special even before I knew you were a polywarm, Leah. I knew you were special from the first moment I laid eyes on you at Ada's club.
Stop it!
Leah said as her face got even redder.
You couldn't have possibly known we'd be so compatible back then.
Maybe it was just my werepanther intuition, I asked as I shot the woman a wink and then rubbed her shoulders softly. Or maybe it was the fact I could tell you were into me.
You could? How?
Come on now. You gave me your cell phone number the first time we met, at a nightclub, and then you sent me a text message later to tell me how much you appreciated what I did for you and your friends. You're not as sneaky as you think.
What?
The blonde woman shrugged.
I wanted to tell you thanks for beating up those assholes who wouldn't leave us alone.
During the wee hours of the morning, I asked with a coy grin.
I was grateful to have somebody stand up for me.
Leah murmured, and then she placed her left hand against my bare chest.
Then you stood up to that jerkwad Toby in my dorm, and you did it again against the Shadow Man, Orglin, and all of those cultists. You're a natural protector, Carter.
I could hear the sensual tone of Leah's voice as she spoke, and I could hear her heartbeat as it started to quicken. Even better, I could smell her sweet arousal, and its distinct scent of fresh-cut roses and honeydew. My own chest began to tighten as I took in her scent, and my dick started to throb with anticipation. That's what a werepanther does, I said as I narrowed my eyes and stared deep into Leah's blue ones. He protects his pack at all costs, especially his women. Leah bit her lip and began to playfully trace my pectoral muscle with her finger. Then she glanced down at the growing bulge in my spandex, and my werepanther nostrils picked up the powerful scent of her arousal as it grew more intense by the second.
Is that locked?
Leah whispered, as she glanced over at my office door. Maybe, maybe not. What's it matter anyway?
Don't play dumb.
The blonde giggled as she playfully slapped my bare chest.
You know exactly what's about to happen. Or at least your dick does.
That head always seems to pick up on things before this one does, I said, and then I pointed to my right temple. It tends to be right, like 90% of the time. Without another word, Leah leaned forward and pressed her lips against mine. Her hands ran along the sides of my torso as her tongue slid into my mouth, and we began to make out intensely. Soon I felt Leah's polywarm tongue begin to extend and trace around the inside of my mouth in a circular motion. It was a strange sensation at first, but it quickly became oddly pleasurable. My manhood rose to attention as we continued to kiss passionately, and I started to reach down toward Leah's waistband. I slowly unbuttoned her jeans and then slid them off her beautiful hips to reveal a bright sapphire blue thong.
I always come prepared.
Leah winked before she tossed away her pants with a flick of her leg. We made out some more as I gently pulled her black shirt over her head, threw it over on the chair, and then started to caress her precious C-cups through the sapphire bra she wore. My fingers traced her entire body, from her flat tummy to her thick hips, and even the gills she had under her breasts. When my hand wrapped around her tight ass, though, the woman let out a soft moan. I gave her bare ass a gentle slap, and she gasped in response. So I did it again, and this time her face turned a bit red. What's the matter? I teased as I squeezed her butt with both hands. You obviously like that.
I've never had anyone do that to me before,
she admitted.
Well, other than Val and Becca, but they were just doing it as sort of a friendly, playful gesture, not like that.
Huh, I smirked. You learn something new every day, I guess. I moved back in to kiss Leah, but she shook her head.
I've got a much better idea,
the polywarm woman said as she glanced down at my shorts. Leah slid her thumbs into the waistband of my spandex, pulled them down, and went wide-eyed when she saw my erection break free. Next, she helped me get my shorts down over my ankles before she tossed them aside, stood back up, and licked her lips. Then, without warning, her tongue extended, and it traced around my abs softly as the appendage made its way down my body, and then it gently wrapped itself around my cock. Holy fuck, I gasped when I felt her warm tongue around me. Are you going to do what I think you're going to do? Leah just winked, and then she got to work. She started to gently stroke me with her tongue, and as she did so, my legs turned to jelly. It took every ounce of my willpower to keep myself standing as she jerked me off, and my balls started to tighten. I distracted myself by looking into Leah's gorgeous eyes and then slowly reaching behind her to unlatch her bra. The clasps popped off with a simple twist of my hand, and her incredibly supple breasts fell free of the fabric prison. They jiggled as they bounced gently against her chest, and her bright red nipples became erect with arousal. I gave her breast a soft squeeze before I began to trace my index fingers across her nipples, and Leah let out a moan in response, but she didn't stop with her tongue. In fact, she started to make things even more complicated. The tip of her long tongue pulled away from my rock-hard cock, though the rest continued to hold me in its grasp. Then she began to move the end of her tongue around my balls in a rhythmic back-and-forth motion, and I almost exploded right then and there. The warm coil in my stomach was already tighter than a frickin' clock spring, and I knew it wasn't going to be long before I reached the promised land. Leah groaned as she pleasured me. Oh, damn, Leah, I panted as I leaned my head back and tried to hold back my orgasm. This is incredible. You have no fucking idea how great it feels. You're so warm and wet, and I'm on cloud 9 right now. Leah just let out a slight giggle before she increased the intensity of her strokes. Oh, fuck. Every muscle in my body tensed up as I tried to hold back the massive amount of cum that was going to erupt out of my manhood, and my eyes rolled back in my head. Leah must have sensed I was close, because she then got down on her knees and began to retract the extra length of her tongue into her mouth. She placed her hands on my hips as she stroked and licked me at the same time, but then the polywarm woman gave me a sultry wink. In one quick motion, she tightened her tongue, and her head jerked forward. Leah's open mouth slid around my cock in an instant, and the tip of my penis touched the back of her throat as she engulfed me in her warm, tight embrace. That was it for me. I grabbed onto the back of her blonde head, leaned back, and let out a long moan as the warm coil in my stomach snapped. The world spun around me as my cock started to pulsate and gushed my warm love into Leah's mouth, and it took every ounce of my strength to keep myself from collapsing into a heap. My body felt like it was on pins and needles as I sprayed what seemed like a gallon of cum, but Leah just gulped it down like it was nothing. Finally, once I came down from my high, the polywarm woman let me go and pulled off my erection. A bit of my white cum dribbled down her chin, but she quickly lapped it up with her freakishly long tongue.
I've been wanting to try that for a while now,
Leah said with a smirk.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, fuck yeah, I did, I nodded. But now it's your turn.
I don't know.
The blonde woman teased.
Your legs are so wobbly, I don't know if you can even stand up for much longer.
I don't need to stand to do what I'm going to do, I growled and pointed at the nearby chair. Sit down in the chair and spread your legs.
Carter!
Leah fake gasped.
So forward. I suppose I will oblige, though.
Leah's perky breasts jiggled against her chest as she hopped to her feet and then began to walk toward the red leather chair. Her thonged ass sashayed from side to side along with her hips, and I felt the warm throbbing return to my nether regions as I watched her go. The blonde woman finally reached the chair, where she promptly turned around, plopped down, and spread her legs wide. The front of her blue thong was dark with her wetness, which brought me back to nearly full mast as I approached. Get ready to have your world rocked, I said, as I got down on my knees and grabbed Leah's panties at the waistband. I tugged them off without much effort and was met with the soft, swollen labia of Leah's tender flower. Her pussy was glistening with her arousal, and her tiny little clit stood at attention as it practically begged for me to lick it. So I didn't waste another second. I summoned black magic around my tongue and turned it into my werepanther tongue.
Oh my god! Did you just...
Yep. I smiled and wagged my extra-long appendage at her. You're not the only one with tricks. Now sit back and enjoy the performance. I moved in closer to Leah's throbbing womanhood, and then dragged my extra-wide tongue over her labia. Her juices tasted sweeter than honeysuckle, and I lapped them up top to bottom as I felt her legs quiver beside my head. Leah's hand grabbed the back of my head as I started to make a circular motion with my tongue, and I heard her let out a long, satisfied groan.
Holy shit, Carter!
Leah whimpered.
That's so good!
You taste amazing, I said, as I looked up and marveled at her gorgeous naked body. I dragged my tongue across Leah's inner thigh, and then I pulled my appendage back into my mouth and kissed my way back to her trembling pussy. Next, I let my tongue slip out of my mouth, and I started to make crisscrossing motions across her clitoris. At the same time, I brought my right hand up and gently pushed two fingers into the beautiful blonde. She was sopping wet, so they slid into her without any resistance whatsoever. Leah let out another gasp as I fingered her and licked her at the same time, until finally I heard her breathing start to grow heavier. The end was in sight, so I needed to make it a photo finish. I traced circles around Leah's clitoris before I licked her left labia, moved over to her right side, and then went back to her swollen button. Her moans suddenly ceased as her entire body tensed up, and her hand gripped my hair tightly.
Carter, I think I'm gonna... If you keep doing that, I'll... Carter!
Leah's pussy gushed her warm, sweet juices as her thighs wrapped around my head, and her velvet tunnel tightened around my fingers. She let out a long, earth-shattering moan as her head leaned back against the chair, while her whole body quivered, and the blonde woman continued to orgasm for a solid 20 seconds. Finally, her sounds of ecstasy faded away, and she looked down at me with her vibrant blue eyes. See? I said as I shrank my tongue back to human size. I told you you're not the only one who's got a special tongue.
That was fun,
Leah said as her eyes narrowed.
But we're not done yet. I want you inside me, Carter.
I roared back to full mast with Leah's dirty talk. I felt my cock become rock hard once more, and I was ready to do whatever it took to get my lover off one more time. I jumped to my feet, wrapped my hands around Leah's thighs, and then carefully pulled her closer. We both ran our hands across each other's faces as we looked into each other's eyes, and then Leah stood up and patted the seat. "Oh?" I raised an eyebrow. "I thought you wanted me inside of you."
I do. I want to fucking ride you.
I plopped my ass down onto the red leather chair, and Leah instantly got into position. My manhood throbbed with excitement and oozed a little bit more sperm as I watched her place her feet on either side of my body, and then she moved her pussy over my erection. Leah took a deep breath before she slowly lowered herself down, and her tight tunnel wrapped around me in a warm embrace. The head of my cock entered her first, and I felt myself tense up as her velvet tunnel slid down my shaft like a compression sock. She got about halfway down before she stopped, but I wasn't about to complain. I was staring face to face with her perky breasts in this position, so I leaned in and gave them a gentle suck. Leah's pussy quivered around me as she let out a soft moan, and then she tried to go a bit further down. She got about 3/4 of the way before she stopped again and let out a sigh.
"It's okay," I said as I pulled away from her chest. "This already feels really fucking good. You don't have to go all the way down. Just do what you like."
"I like feeling you up in my guts,"
Leah growled as her brow narrowed with determination. Leah placed her hands on my shoulders to give herself more leverage, and she forced herself the rest of the way down onto me. Then her eyes rolled back in her head as her mouth fell open in shock. Meanwhile, I felt myself bottom out against her cervix, and my balls tightened as they prepared to unload a second shot. Leah leaned forward and pressed her forehead against mine as she let out a whimper, and she lifted herself a few inches upward. Then she stopped, took a deep breath, and lowered herself back down until our pelvises were practically right up against each other. Leah repeated the action a few more times, and I became embraced by pure ecstasy.
"Oh my God,"
I groaned as her velvet tunnel slid up and down my cock.
"Oh, that's so good, Leah. You're so wet right now."
"And you're so fucking hard,"
Leah sputtered as she bounced up and down on my erection.
"I want you to fill me up, Carter."
"I'm going to," I promised as I twirled her blonde locks with my finger. "But not until you get to where you need to go first."
I gave Leah's left ass cheek a playful slap, and the polywarm woman let out a happy gasp. She continued to grind against me for nearly 10 minutes until I heard her moans grow silent. Her pussy spasmed around me as she slowed her pace, and then her mouth fell open like she wanted to scream but couldn't.
"You're gonna make me come, Carter! And then I'm gonna finish you off, and you're gonna spray your hot werepanther seed into me!"
I didn't know if it was Leah's dirty talk or her crazy tight tunnel, but I was hanging on the edge of the cliff by a single finger.
Well, you have to come first before I fill you up."
I slapped both my hands on her ass, and then guided Leah all the way down until the head of my cock pressed up against her cervix. This time, Leah's entire body froze, and she leaned back her head as her tongue fell out of her mouth. Her pussy gripped me like a vice, and Leah let out a long, guttural moan that threatened to blow out my frickin' eardrums. The sound of her carnal pleasure sent me spiraling over the edge, and I tensed up as my balls moved up into my body and prepared to unload. Leah's orgasm continued to ring in my ears as my own moans jumped into the mix, and the entire room was filled with a chorus of pure ecstasy. The warm coil in my abdomen released, and I just about passed out as I unloaded a giant load of my seed straight up into Leah's fertile womb. My vision tunneled from sheer pleasure, and it took everything in my power to keep myself from passing out. Leah bit her lip as she looked down at me with her piercing blue eyes, and I grabbed onto the back of her neck as I continued to unload my sperm into her. Her freckled chest was flushed red as a few more soft groans escaped her mouth, and she bit her bottom lip as she took it all in. Finally, we both seemed to settle down, and Leah collapsed forward against my chest.
"It's amazing what two people with special tongues can do,"
she giggled into my ear softly.
"Just tongues? I don't know if I'm even going to be able to walk out of here after what you did with your body."
"We can't lay around forever. The night is still young."
"But we can stay here for a little bit. Just until we both catch our breaths, at least." Leah got off me and then leaned her body against mine. But after a few silent minutes, the blonde woman finally spoke up with a timid voice.
"What if Ada is right? What if my IUD isn't effective against your werepanther seed?"
"Then I guess you're going to get pregnant. Same with Janine and Naomi, apparently."
"You joke, but I'm inclined to believe the succubus who's thousands of years old. She's been around the block a few times."
"What would that even look like? Would our kid have, like, a long tongue but also a bunch of fur?" "Actually, is being a werepanther even genetic? My parents weren't werepanthers."
"I have no idea. Though if Ada is right and somehow my birth control fails, I think I'd be okay with that.
Really? I gulped and glanced over at her in surprise. You'd be okay with having a baby? Or perhaps even multiple, since I remember you said polyworms can have a bunch at one time.
If it was with you?
The blonde woman shrugged.
Of course I would. Besides, maybe that would finally make me become a little more responsible and less of a workaholic.
I don't think anything could change those traits. That's kind of who Leah Nash is at her core.
Stop!
Leah rolled her eyes and slapped me playfully on the chest. The two of us cuddled close to each other for a few more minutes, before we decided to go back out into Cincy's Jewel. Leah and I pulled our clothes on, sprayed some air freshener to get rid of the evidence, and then locked arms as we headed for the door. When we got out to the main portion of the lounge, we saw Naomi and Becca were both standing at a round cocktail table with drinks in their hands. I hope you're not getting too plastered, I joked as we walked up. We've got a lot of shit to do in the morning.
I've been nursing this drink for like an hour.
Speak for yourself.
Naomi giggled and then burped.
This is my third one this hour.
How are you even going to live with yourself tomorrow?
Becca raised an eyebrow to the witch.
Magic.
Naomi snickered, even though she was telling the truth.
Where's Valerie?
Leah asked as she looked around the room.
Don't tell me she's over there dancing to jazz.
Oh, she left.
She left? I frowned. I thought she was hanging out here until we closed.
Nope.
The platinum blonde shook her head.
She said she had a long night and was gonna head back to the dorms to turn in.
Shit. Leah and I had wanted to talk to Val more about this entire situation, but apparently she wanted to stew on it by herself. I couldn't be upset at Becca, though, since she had no idea what was going on at the moment. Oh well. At least the four of us could try to enjoy ourselves, and we didn't have to worry about the awkwardness of us all trying to hide our secret right now. The minutes ticked on as the four of us sat around and shot the shit, and then those minutes turned into hours. Before long, it was 2 a.m, and we started to shut down the bar and send people home. As the people cleared out, I noticed Leah was obsessively looking at her phone. Is something wrong? I asked the polywarm woman.
Becca?
Leah asked her friend.
Have you gotten a text from Val?
No.
Becca shrugged.
She's probably zonked out in her bed right now.
She always texts when she gets home safely. It's been hours and I have nothing.
Maybe she's still upset at us.
She would have texted Becca then.
The polyworm shook her head.
I'm starting to get worried. I tried to search for her with the app she used to find us, but her phone seems to be off.
Becca's probably right. She's just asleep. Or she's annoyed with you and wants to make you feel bad. Either way, we can go looking for her in the morning, after we've gotten a little bit of sleep, okay?
You're right. I'm probably just being paranoid.
Leah sighed and nodded, though I could see the fear on her face. Honestly, it wasn't completely unfounded. I always hated to jump to conclusions, especially ones that were negative, but I couldn't help but wonder if there was more to this situation than meets the eye. Suddenly, I heard my phone's message alert go off, and I pulled it out of my pocket and then swiped it open to see one new message from Janine. When I opened it up, though, my heart fell into my stomach. It was a screenshot of an email marked "Urgent" from Dr. Hansen, Janine's mentor in the paranormal archaeology field. Janine, we need to talk about your boyfriend, Carter Hatfield. I believe you may be in grave danger. Please meet me at my office tomorrow morning as soon as possible. Motherfucker. This situation had just gotten 10 times more complicated.